Well, good afternoon, colleagues, and welcome to this meeting of the Employment Committee. Can I first of all welcome Michelle Kirk from East of England Local Government Association, who has been advising me on the matters for this afternoon's meeting. We have a Part 1 report, which we'll refer to in just a moment, but first of all I need to take item 1, which is apologies for absence. There are no apologies. There's been no notification of other business. Under item 3, Chair's announcements, in accordance with Council policy, this meeting is being audio recorded. There are no members of the public and press present at the moment, but were there to be any, I would make the usual announcement. Please ensure, and I'll do that myself, that any devices you have, the sound notification is turned off. Members are reminded to make declarations of interest before an item. A detailed reminder about this and speaking rights is set out on the agenda. So we move then to item 4. Senior management arrangements. You have in front of you the Part 1 report. I should say that the reason for this, and it is an exceptional report, the reason for this follows from our commitment at the Budget Council meeting that we, in view of the financial circumstances that will meet us as outlined in the medium-term financial strategy, we have to take some difficult decisions. I have been consulting step by step since the possibility was raised of reviewing the Tier 1 and 2 management structure of the Council, and I'm very clear that I am going ahead on the basis that there is agreement cross-party for the process that we're going through. So that's the starting point of what I'm doing. I've been advised throughout the process by Michelle Kirk and also from an early stage by Kerry, our Corporate Human Resources Manager, and also at a slightly later stage, and certainly for all financial information, by Ian Cooper, our Service Director of Resources. I have to say it's been a learning process for me. I've had to be clear that as a relatively new leader of the Council, I've had to drive this through. And we will move on to look at the finer details when we move on to part 2. As is indicated in in 5.1, I have consulted with my colleagues, with the deputy leader and the appropriate members, and the Leader of the Opposition, and I must say, with the Cabinet, not the Shadow Cabinet. That's a typo in the report, for which I apologise. There are a number of changes made to the report, and that slipped in, but that wasn't the case. As I say, I've worked on the basis of cross-party support for this approach. I have also, and I think I will reserve any other comments, my comments, until we move into part 2. But at this stage, I will take questions from any member on the report.
I've also got comments that I want to make in part 2.
Of course. But as we stand then, and we will come back into part 1, as clearly we have to record what we're doing in part 1. So I will move item 5 now, that under section 100A4 of the Local Government Act 1972, the public and press be excluded from the meeting for the following of item business on the grounds that it involves the likely disclosure of exempt information as defined in paragraphs 1, 2 and 3 of part 1 of schedule 12A of the said Act as amended. And I'll take a breath now. So, can I put it to the vote? Are you all in favour of moving into part 2?
Yep.
Okay, that is unanimous.
Turn the recording off, Chair.